Doesn't take any long exegesis here. A putting forth of your hand means to striking. It means to bring great suffering in this man's life. And then it says, cut all that he has. I'm sure you're aware this means not just simply to cut. This is much stronger than just to cut. This means to strike a fatal blow. Here it means to take it away. Take it away suddenly. Take it away in a drastic way. Get this man so off balance and he will curse you. You take away everything this man owns and he will curse you. He will desert you. Take away in such a way that will totally disorient this man. Now, the details of life are a great issue all through history. They start right out with Cain and Abel, and all through history are the details of life. Many born-again believers, especially in the time in which you and I live, we are detail-oriented. We are wealth-oriented. We are possession-oriented. And many born-again believers cannot handle it when the circumstances of their life change so drastically. During the Great Depression, a number of people who took their own life, the way people cannot handle it when their circumstances change. And you remember that in the book of James, we have the study of the wealthy believer and who put all of his confidence in everything, the rich young ruler. It goes all through. Be surprised how oriented you and I are to the details of life. We would like to think our assumption, as we saw this last week in our study, our assumption is, I would not desert you. Our assumption is, much like Peter's, I will stand with you. Everybody else will leave you, but I will not. That is what we honestly think of ourselves. We honestly will think of ourselves, the details of life really aren't important to me. God is important. Christ is important. That's what's important to me. That's our assumption of ourselves. But one of the things about a test is the reality. What happens when Satan zeroes in on your life? Here you are, zeroes in on your life, and you start losing the details of life. What starts happening between you and your thinking about your God and what God has given to you, what God has taken away from you, what God has not even granted you? I'll deal a little bit with the poor later on in this study. But what happens when these things really start happening? It's a nice thing to assume, as with Peter. But you can't believe what can happen when Satan calls your name. When Satan calls your name, things happen inside your soul, inside your life. Your whole thinking starts to become blurred. And a lot of pastors, and I do hope if I do change this just to one night, you will be encouraged to be sure you're there for the night. We have so much to learn from Peter. A lot of pastors and a lot of people like to preach about Peter's denial. Very few will point out he's under siege of Satan. Satan has demanded his name. This isn't just a normal course for Peter. Satan is operating in that man's life at that point. You'd be surprised what will happen. So this is the purpose of the test, even in our study in James. The test is going to bear out the reality of who and what you and I are. We may assume a lot of things about ourselves and our relationship with God and with Christ, even with each other. But reality really points out a great difference of what will happen, how much we depend upon it. I have a good friend of mine who, before he married, he just laid down dogmatic declarations that if his wife ever betrayed him, that was going to be it. It was all over. And indeed it happened to this man, and I know him personally. And his love was so powerful that he even shocked himself, and it just really wasn't that important. He did not want to end the marriage. And I just use that for an example. We may say a lot of statements and mean them and have them founded upon principles of truth. But then when we're tested and we're put under that pressure, and Satan calls your name, that's when you're going to learn a great deal about yourself. So here we have, and touch all that he has. This was the greatest man in the East. Verse 3, he has a great deal of wealth, a great deal of influence. He has social status as well as